Each year, of course, Parshas Hazinu follows Yom HaKippurim, unless Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. But there's a strong correlation between Parshas Hazinu and Yom HaKippurim. So what is the parallel that Chazal is telling us between Yom HaKippurim and Hazinu, this time period that we find ourselves in right now? So there's an incredible gra brought down by a number of svarim. It's also quoted in Halakach Valibov of Avram Shor and Chodesh Tammuz Va'av. This is page Kuf Aleph. Amazing idea. Avram Shor takes the idea of the gra, he doesn't quote the gra, he quotes Ma'aser Rokeach. He takes this idea and takes it to a whole other level. Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, Bein Machai, from the Rishonim and earlier, that there are 955 rikim in Shemayim, levels of the rakia, parts of the clouds and sky, which we don't really understand, but 955. Now the number 955 is the gematria of Hashemayim. Hashemayim is 955. The endemem is really worth 600. In gematria, Taf is 400. We know that's the highest, but after the Taf, the Menatzbeich letters, the letters that have end of letters, or Sofit numbers, like after Taf comes the end of Chaf, or the Chaf Sofit, or Chaf Sofis, that is 500. And then the end of Mem, or the Mem Sofit, or Mem Sofis, which is 600, and then comes the end of Nun, and Tzadi, and the Pei, 5. So, taking that calculation, Hashemayim, that the end of Mem, the Mem Sofit, is equal 600, Hashemayim is 955. The 955 levels of the Rakim of Hashemayim. Hazinu Hashemayim, the Shemayim should pay attention. Sfarim tells us as well that the Malachim are only able to climb 900 of the Rakim, but the last 55 they're not able to climb to. So the first 900, there's Malachim. Rav Shor explains that's where Acher got confused, where he saw the Metatron, he saw that other Koach in the world of Shemayim, and he was confused because he didn't get to a higher level. So the first 900, the Malachim, the 55 remaining ones are just for Kadosh Baruch Hu. No Malachim were allowed there. And so the idea is that Sefer Devarim has a total of 955 psukim, connected the 955 rakim. And in part, in each word that Moshe Rabbeinu said in Sefer Devarim, he was climbing another rakia, another rakia, another rakia. Parshas Hazinu is where Moshe Rabbeinu gets to the 900th rakia, the 900th word, 900th pasuk rather. And the 901st pasuk in Hazinu says, Ru'u atok yani ani hu vein elokim imadi. Hashem says to Moshe, see, now you're in the 901st. You're in the final 55 rakim, the final 55 psukim. See that it's me, ani hu vein elokim imadi. Amazing. This is the final 55 psukim. It's just me, and no malachim are allowed here. That's the pasuk Eikav means, hein la'ashem elokecha hashemayim mishmei hashemayim. Hein, the 55, gematria 55, hein, in the 55, highest rakim is just la'ashem elokecha hashemayim mishmei hashemayim. And that's what Rav Shor explained, why in the Bracha and Mincha B'Shabbos, in Ata Echad, there are 55 words. So too in Parsha Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, there are 55 words. Because Shabbos is certainly in Shal Shudas time, Mincha time, it's just Hein Echad, just the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, Ata Echad, Hashem and Am Yisrael, no one else. It's what the Pasuk says in Balak, Hein Am Levadad Yishkon, Hein, 55. It's Hein Am Levadad Yishkon. Just them alone. Klal Yisrael and no other one else. No one, no Malachim. It's what it says in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis. Hein Ha'adam Haya Ke'echa Mimenu. The Nachash says to Chava. You know why Kadosh Baruch Hu is so scared that you're going to eat from Eitz HaDaas? Because if you eat from Eitz HaDaas, Hein, you're going to be Ha'adam Haya Ke'echa Mimenu. You're going to be alone with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That Hein, that final 55. And what said? When Adam is finally banished from Gan Eden, it says the words, Hein, go, Hein Gerashi, Gerasha, that I'm now going to divorce you, I'm going to send you out of the Gan Eden. Lashon of Hain again. The 55 were just meant for Kadosh Baruch Hu and no one else and Am Yisrael. But no Malachim are allowed here. The Pei Menachem explains that from the time of Tubav until Yom HaKippurim, there are a total of 55 days. Tubav till Av is 15 days, till the end of Chodesh Av is 15 days. Elul is another 35 days, that's 45. And then 10 days of Tishrei till Yom HaKippurim, that's 55. The time period of Tubav to Yom HaKippurim is Hein Am Levadod Yishkan. They're just a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael together. Until finally, it gets to Yom HaKippurim, where the Kohen Gadol goes into the holiest places, to the Kodesh Kadashim, all by himself. No person's allowed in Ol Moed. And the Yishami says, Afilu Malach, even a Malach is not allowed to be there, because this is just a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. These are the 55 days. This is the climax of the 55 days of Yom HaKippurim. Us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no one else, no Malachim. And that, of course, is hinted at Yom HaKippurim. It's called Achas B'Shan. It's the time, the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. So this is the remez in Parshas Hazinu, why it coincides with Yom HaKippurim. Hazinu is the Parsha in which Moshe Benu reaches that 901st level. He enters into the 55 last psukim, the 55 last rikim, where it says that, Re'u, you should see Ata, you should be aware that's just me here. Ki ani ani hu ve'inol kimimadi. No one else, just me, just the Kadosh Baruch. That's the Bechin of Yom HaKippurim. Just Kohen Gadol, Klal Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we should realize this level of the Achdus that we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu this time of year. And as we continue, it's not over. We continue into Sukkot, the Sukkot which us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Sukkah, under the protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and finally inside, all the Umos HaOlam are outside with us in the Sukkah, but come Shmiat Tzeres, as Rashi points out, it's just one carbon, it's just Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone, B'yichud, B'dveikis Hashem. We should all realize the special time we have now, and take advantage to become better, become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we should be zocheh to the Gula Shema Ba'amitas Meher V'Aminu Amen. Have a wonderful Shabbos.